closely
talk. Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on December 17th, 2006.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we have live in the studio, Gowan from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Say hello. And we will also, we'll be talking to psychic medium Barb Powell at 7 p.m. And we will also be hearing about the John Teeter story from Mr. Oliver Williams. I know we're all really excited about that.
What is this? Merry Christmas.
Actually, this is one of our independent artists that sent me this song.
This is amazing.
And I thought, hey, you know, this is...
I love it.
This is a really great bump music we could use.
They're okay with this music, like, to start the show?
Well, I put it in our playlist for tonight also.
Rock on.
And I said, you know what? I like this song so much for the holiday here that I'm just going to throw it into our bump for the opening.
We're doing like the A number one like bad rule. We're talking over her singing. But you know what? It's phenomenal.
Well, it's really cool. And we are breaking like the number one rule. But you know how many shows I hear do that?
I think it's no longer a rule.
I don't think it's a rule anymore.
Or it's the rule that's meant to be broken.
Yeah, I don't think it's even... I hear like, you know, I mean, the gods, like Coast to Coast AM, like, you know, George Norrie, Art Bell.
Yeah.
So, like, I hear them do this all the time, so whatever.
This is awesome.
Happy holidays. This
We're
is
okay
Ghostly
for
Talk.
Christmas.
Yes, happy holidays. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And we have Jason Gowan.
Hi, how are you?
You're going to be hanging out with us all night long, basically.
Yep, you're stuck with me.
We have a lot of things planned for tonight, obviously, what you guys just heard a few minutes ago. We'll be talking to second medium Barb Powell at 7 p.m. And then we're going to be talking at 8 p.m. We're going to be talking to Oliver Williams.
Do you know, he popped my cherry. That's all I got to say. You know,
I have never heard that phrase.
That does not
utter
come out of
from
my
your
mouth,
ruby red lips in my entire life.
Dude, Oliver is the one who was on Coast to Coast AM,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And I was still a first-time caller, and I called the first-time caller line to ask Oliver a question.
Really?
So, in a way, in a weird, like, you know, internet radio show kind of way, or not internet, in that one, it's worldwide radio show way,
mm-hmm.
He was my first. He was the first one I called into Coast to Coast AM to ask a question of.
Well, it was really funny because, you know, Jason's been here for the whole weekend, right?
Yeah.
Jason drove all the way out from his home in Pennsylvania. What's the name of your town again? I always forget.
I live in Sayre.
Oh, Sayre.
Sayre?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sayre,
Pennsylvania.
There you go. He's sounding great now.
Thank you.
I do that all the time. I'm always like, okay, I'm going to talk from over here and stuff like that.
I wonder how to pick up the side of the mic.
No, you'll get used to it quick. But no, you drove all the way out from Sayre, Pennsylvania, just to come and hang out with us. The original plan we had this weekend, actually, is that Bonnie was going to have a Christmas party.
This was Ghostly Talk Christmas party weekend.
Yeah, we have our annual Christmas party every year. And what happened, Bonnie had some stuff pop up. So, unfortunately, we didn't have a Christmas
like
party.
Like at 3 p.m.
Yeah, like in the middle of the day. And we had Scott Kern came out. Jason came out, obviously. And we had a bunch of people hanging out. And we were like, well, you know, everybody got here. And we're like, well, let's go out ghost hunting. Ended up going out ghost hunting last night. And we had a great time. We just cruised around town with the Marine City out here in Michigan. With the, what was the name of it? A haunted lighthouse? Or?
Well, it's a lighthouse from a cursed island.
A cursed island?
Yeah, the island of Pesh or something.
There'd be a curse out there.
There'd be a curse on the island, matey. It was actually, it's really, really an interesting story. If you go to, I think it's marinecitymichigan.org or something like that, they have an article about the curse of Pesh or Pesci Island or something like that.
Pesci Island?
Joe Pesci Island,
yeah.
The curse of Joe Pesci Island.
And
I've never heard of that one before.
And it's about the curse, yeah.
Wow. We cruised out there, hung out for a little while, and we said that last night when we were driving around. We were sitting there, you know, it's like, what, midnight, Saturday night, you know, and most people are at the bar. They're partying, they're hanging out, you know, it's the holidays, they're getting together with friends. We just decided to go out and look at a lighthouse Saturday night. And I didn't even realize this last night. As we were sitting there hanging out at the lighthouse there, a bunch of drunks come walking by. And I thought they were just having fun. I thought, you know, we heard some things.
It looked like they were having fun.
Apparently, the girl said some really mean stuff to us.
Yeah, she talked some crap.
I didn't even know this. I heard she was like, you know, oh, they're looking for the bunch of dorks looking at the lighthouse, trying to find a light in there or something like that or whatever.
Light up the lighthouse, although she used some words.
Well, she used some choice words.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I had no idea. I'm like, oh, whatever. Hey, you know, hey, how you guys doing? You know, it's cool. It's the holidays. Let's be friendly to each other.
But you know what? People who don't have an international radio show to talk about their adventures on, you know, let them sit at home or sit at the bar and drink and beat their worries away.
Well, I just thought it was funny.
Know, click on the remote and, if she had a podcast or a internet radio show or a blog or a YouTube account with all kinds of, I don't even care if they're bad videos, but if she was doing something,
yeah,
I might have some respect for her. But she just sits at home on her.
I just thought it was funny. I just thought it was funny. I'm like, I didn't even realize that. I'm like, whatever. Okay, so we cruised out there. We went to Puttigut Road too, and tried to see the alien light, the UFO we've been trying to see for like the last three trips we've been.
Never saw it again. So never saw it before. Never saw it after.
Thankfully, the
fingerprints.
Thankfully, the wind wasn't too bad there. Like, when we were at the lighthouse, it was cold.
Yeah, the lighthouse because
we're on the water too.
It's on the river.
No, I know we went. Puttigut's like surrounded by trees and woods and stuff like that.
And a barking dog.
I was going to drive that thing to a wall.
Quick, erect a wall.
Well, we hung out there for like, what, about 45 minutes or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see anything. And
we waited, though. We did it. We tried.
Well, we were all pretty burned out, I think, too. We were all tired. I know I started the night off bad because yesterday, I have to mention this, my sister graduated from Oakland University.
Congratulations, Erica.
She has her BA in Arts and English. So she's officially part of the college graduate community, so I want to congratulate my little sister, Erica L. Very good. Congratulations. We all love you, and we're all very happy. We went to the commencement yesterday, which I have to say, wow, dude, I got choked up, and it's for the first time in a very long time I got choked up, because I figured it out kind of, too. When they opened up the commencement, of course, I was like, wow, I remember doing this like 5 years ago, right? And I all of a sudden you hear like, you know, I don't even know how to do my bagpipe impersonation.
Sounds like cats dying.
But you know what the bagpipes sound like. They're a very cool instrument, right?
I don't know. They're really hideous. So.
I love bagpipes. I think they're really cool.
The fact that they even work just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
They actually make any kind of sound, even that, you know, caterwail that they do. they do indeed. They are an amazing instrument in that respect.
Yeah, well, they had like the Scottish bagpipe troupe there last night, and they were the ones that led the march. You know how you march out into the area for the commencement.
That's why they weren't in Marine City.
Yeah.
Woo. Were they supposed to be?
Well, I don't know, but they could have been if they didn't have a different engagement.
That would
have
been great in the middle of a ghost hunt, these guys with bagpipes.
we haven't seen that yet. That has not happened yet.
I've not seen bagpipes on ghost hunts at all.
I have never.
I think we need more bagpipe crews going through ghost hunts. I think they might help. But these guys come walking out, though. And they do their thing. I mean, I just love bagpipe music. My grandfather he loves bagpipe music also. And I don't know. It was just like watching these guys play, right? And as they marched, and like everybody was just kind of like, wow, you know. And I just kind of was like, you know, as they walked in there, I kind of choked up. You know, you get that thing in your throat right there. You know, you choke up. And then I was able to subside that and kind of get back to, like, you know, all business here. We're watching this, you know. But she walked up there and got her degree, so we're all very proud of Erica. We went to that. I actually came home for a couple hours, and then me and Amber went back out to Erica's we had a little dinner. Like, you know, when I graduated college, Doug, you know, this is when we first, like, started hanging out.
Right.
When I graduated college, we had pulled no punches whatsoever. 300 people, 8-9 kegs of beer, bands playing. It was, like, the party of all parties, right? Erica's a little different from me, though. She said, I just want to have a small dinner with my closest family and friends. And that's it. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to do any crap. So
I did a small dinner.
Yeah. We ended up going to, like, a very nice Chinese restaurant and eating till our bodies just would not expand anymore. And that's how I started. I think that's how I started out the night last night, which was very bad. Because Jason's here hanging out waiting for me to show up, right? And I walk through the door, and he's, like, standing right there like, hi, Scott. And I'm like, hi. I have to go lay down now. I'm very tired.
You look like somebody took a great big crap in your cereal bowl. You were just like, no.
I had to catch a second wind because we just ate, you know, that Chinese food. If you eat too much of it, dude, forget it. You're done. You're on the floor. You can't.
Did you have the General Tso's chicken?
General Tso. Yeah, General Tso's chicken.
That'll do it every time.
Knocks you right out. So
of course, and when you came back, you know, you're all full and everything.
And
like
then,
that.
What does Doug do?
There was food everywhere. I bought like $60 to $80 worth of food.
Yeah, you had all this stuff night. Here because you were going to bring it down to Bonnie's house.
Right.
And you're like, well, I'm just going to bring it over here and let everybody eat it over here because everybody's going to be showing
so
it
there was
at
like
Scott's house.
Candy and chips and some other kind of chips. There were actually about 4 or 5 different kinds of chips, and there was a pizza.
Two pizzas.
Two, yeah. It
those
was
are gone,
huge,
by the way. We finished
those
things
off. Those, yeah.
Good.
Blocks of cookies, candy, you name it. Doug brought it all
Oh,
over.
How did the cookies go over?
Oh, they're great. I've been munching them this afternoon.
All right.
TV.
Finish them up. Yeah, I made those, put them in a cookie container from Meyer.
And then
that worked out really
well.
You even
put the price tag, like how much I thought
they'd be worth.
Yeah. Like, this is how much my time and work is worth right here, I think. $6.18, I believe. That's what my time is worth to make these wonderful, tasty cookies. So, no, they were very good, Doug. Thank you for making those for us. We appreciate it.
A lot of hard work, man.
You're walking down the aisle, I'm sure, it was a good
What?
It's been a cool weekend so far.
The oven.
It's been
Somebody's
a very cool
done
weekend.
That eventually, but yeah.
Something I wanted to mention here, I don't know if you, I don't even think you have a copy of this, Doug. Somebody's, you know, we get emails a lot from people, right? That's a stupid comment. We get tons of emails
You
from
didn't
people.
Print one.
I printed one out here. And what this is actually...
We're reading emails nowadays?
No, we're not reading. We're not reading emails. Just hang on before I... Let me explain it to you before you jump all over my case.
Okay.
All right? We get a lot of questions from people.
Yes, we do.
Or you should say, like, topic suggestions. It isn't always like...
We get those.
We want you to have, like, you know, we want you to have this person on the show. We'd like to hear from this person. Sometimes people are like, hey, you guys should talk about...
I also get a lot of action suggestions, you know.
Like, action?
You can make your show better if you both jumped off a bridge.
And
you know, that kind of
We've
thing.
Tried that.
I tried.
We live through it every time. I think we should do to kill ourselves, if people want us to kill ourselves.
It hasn't yet made me see a ghost.
Well, I have
thought. Well, I saw one, but not doing that.
Well, I did find out the way to get ourselves killed off really quickly and actually make some money doing it.
Yeah?
There's this show on, when we got today, we were kind of chilling out for a few minutes, and there's this reality show, you know, because everything is reality-based. Now, you can't just see a show with people that actually act for once. And
I'm acting!
Yeah. These guys are like, they're Alaskan crab fishermen or something like that.
Oh,
only the crabbers,
that's
yeah.
the most dangerous job or
the
something
The most dangerous
like
job. And these guys,
one day you're hauling a crab in onto the boat dock, and the
next day you're
next
drowning
day you're
in
like,
the icy cold sea. Yeah.
Right.
But these guys can like...
Oops, he's an ice cube.
Well, they talk about you can get an arm ripped off, you can get decapitated, you can get pulled over the boat, all this stuff, right?
Sounds like one of my dates.
It's a horribly dangerous job. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of these guys don't last very long. But if you make it through like the 1 week window these guys have to do their crab fishing, these huge, like God, these things are like three,
right.
like 2.5 foot across, are gigantic crabs. You can live through something like this. You can get paid like $35,000 to $50,000 for 1 week's work. Right,
a week or a season?
A week. That's the season. Is a week.
Oh, the season is week. 1 week.
The season is 1 week. It's 5 days, like Monday through Friday, and these guys have 5 days to go out there and catch all the crab they can.
Do you get
the most? Gets the most money.
Breaks, and is there cable TV on the
no.
Well, the Crabber Union's not as good as you might think.
I don't think so. Well, these guys, no, I don't think these guys really take too much.
Do you get fat or do you have to eat raw, like, crab legs?
Raw.
I think they
raw.
Have food there. Oh, but I'm saying, if we want to just go get ourselves killed,
eat your gruel.
If we want to go and just get ourselves killed, right?
Did that come out over the air? Is this thing on?
I think it did.
So.
If we want to just go and get ourselves bumped off, we could just try that and actually have some lay to send home to our families.
Can you wear, like, cleats?
I'm sure they wear everything they can.
If you saw that video, cleats aren't going to help.
They're not going to help. Oh, man.
Well, yeah. For the holiday, I got an email from someone that said, hey.
Oh, back to the email.
Well, sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to get back to this. I'm excited. I don't want to talk about cleats anymore.
The four-minute interlude.
I got an email, and this is actually kind of an interesting question. Like, hey, have you guys ever heard about, the old wives' tale or whatever about why you leave milk and milk and cookies for Santa Claus?
Right? Oh, I read this email, yeah.
Yeah, why do you leave milk and cookies for Santa Claus?
I always assumed it was because he's a busy man that night, and he needs his energy.
Well, the problem I have here, too, is that I didn't really... I found this really neat article, but I didn't really review it. I didn't really have a whole lot of time to review it this week.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's an interesting question, though, and I want to just kind of throw it out there to people. And as you guys just try to banner on this a little bit,
yeah.
I might be able to find the answer within this article. I don't know. It's something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
It's
I'm going to guess.
Oh, wait, hang on. Okay.
Monsters.
Okay, hang on.
Monsters? Well, yeah. We also did the, we would also leave then eventually carrots and celery for the reindeer.
Well, here. I might have found it already.
Yeah. Because they're working hard, too, right?
See, I never left anything for the reindeer.
Really?
No, I never did, because... I guess I didn't think of them all that important, but...
Well, they're the ones pulling all them toys.
Yeah, and I'm sure Claus isn't all that light.
I mean, he just sits there on his, butt and, whips them or something, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've never really seen him whip them, but it's probably true.
It's in the, the Polar Express. He's got a magic whip that lights up.
Who, Santa Claus?
Yeah.
He's kinky and fashion.
And he whips the reindeer. You know PETA's all over that, too.
Probably. They better be.
I just thought,
people for the ethical treatment of reindeer.
PETA.
PETA. In this ever-changing society. Well, in this ever-changing society of just, I think even though, how can you mess with Santa Claus? How can you mess with Santa Claus, right? But there's somebody out there saying, he whips those reindeer. He can't whip those reindeer anymore. Why is he doing that? And I'm sure they'll be, picketing at North Pole and stuff
right.
Whatever. So
I would love that.
Check this out.
I want pictures of that.
Or, Rudolph's lawyer comes in. He's like, Kringle, we got to talk. My client is not happy with the treatment.
My client wants only yellow M&Ms.
Oh, do they make yellow M&Ms?
I think so.
Yeah.
They make yellow?
Yellow's a staple.
As a matter of fact, I think it's the only color. It's the only color I seem to ever get on the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah,
I know there's a few
yellow
in there.
They make yellow ones, yeah.
There's a few other colors in there, but yellow is the most glaring, amazing color, and it hurts after a while.
Well, check this out. All right, I think I found a little something.
I wonder if you can paint your M&Ms. The colors that you want.
With nail polish. I'm sure
if you go to M&Ms.com, you can actually order custom M&Ms in the colors you want.
Perfect.
What?
Yeah, dead serious. You can order them. You can order them in any color you want. They have the Photoshop color chart.
So we can all be rock stars. Oh, they can actually color code. If you want a nice kumquat color, or
you want a kumquat M&M,
or violet, or lavender, or something.
Yeah,
off color.
You have to buy a ridiculous amount of poundage of them, so you really have to kumquat M&M.
4,000 pounds of kumquat colored M&M.
They can do it.
Oh my god!
Perfect.
All over that.
That's for my kumquat Live Aid event that I'm putting together for January 12th.
Yeah, what event you're gonna need a special color of M&Ms? Why can't you just get the regular ones?
Well,
done with it?
I don't know. Graduation of college or university or
weddings and stuff sometimes.
Wedding, yeah.
Oh, wedding colors.
The pastel wedding colors. I've seen those before, but they always release those during Easter.
Right. This one you can order whenever. You want the pastels in June, you can get them.
Oh, okay.
That is absolutely hideous. Have you seen some of the wedding colors that people have picked out? Yeah. I think brides are just, they get mean.
I get afraid as soon as anybody mentions
somebody says
wedding,
and I go, oh, God, this one's going to be peach and aqua.
Peach and aqua.
It'll be great. They come out with these hideous.
Aqua M&Ms aren't too, I don't think that's a bad color, actually.
What color?
Aqua.
Yeah, aqua's not bad.
Peach, though, I don't know, Peach M&M, they all taste the same. What's it matter? What's it really matter?
There are people right now who's going, they do not taste the same. The green ones are terrible. But they do. It's
they the taste the same.
I know. It's the same with Fruit Loops. They all taste the same, but everybody will tell you they're each a different
flavor.
Oh,
my favorite are the red ones. Yeah.
Fruit Loops. Oh, okay, yeah, Fruit Loops.
The cereal.
Check this out, Santa Claus. And here's an article I found by Jeffrey Valance.
Okay.
Who wrote this really interesting article on the origins of Santa Claus.
Sum it up.
It is widely agreed that Santa Claus is
that's
based...
That's not summing it up, that's reading it.
I'm trying to get...
No, I want you to sum it up and tell me about the cookies.
All right, I'm trying to. Would you shut up?
We have to start at the beginning in order to get to the cookies.
Oh my God, you're like getting me legitimately angry right now.
Why? I'm
going to skip around and get to it. I have it planned out if you just let me do
it.
All right, here we go. All right, it is widely agreed that Santa Claus is based in Lapland, but exactly where is a matter of national pride? The Finns claimed he lives under a mountain in Rovaniemi, Finland, and the Swedes insist he lives in a meteor crater near Mora, Sweden. I decided to see firsthand where Santa lives. This is Jeff talking. So I made a pilgrimage to Santa Park Complex in Rovaniemi. The Santa Village is what you would expect. Alpine-type gingerbread cottages, elf workshops, wedding chapels. Wedding chapel. That just came up again. That's kind of weird, too. Arctic post office, an extensive gift shop mall with an exhaustive supply of fake Sami handcrafts and berry preservatives. They go on with this. They talk about his trip and stuff like that. But they get to it, and this is where it's mentioned at, I think. I have the paper right here. I actually did go through this, I think. I actually highlighted it.
Yeah.
I highlighted the – well, I don't – maybe that was highlighted already by Google.
everything
you can take credit for it, though.
All right.
Because we don't know the difference.
Well, okay, according to another legend, I'm not taking credit for anything here. According to legend, Santa lives deep in the forest long before he showed himself to humans. It is said that Santa used to roam around the Swedes' farms during the night. He would
he sounds like a bit of a...
I know, he's kind of weird, yeah. He would creepy crawl into children's rooms, touching them.
Oh, wow.
This is Santa, Michael Jackson.
I can't believe I'm reading this on the air. He would creepy crawl into children's rooms, touching them to bestow prophetic dreams. To this day, on Christmas Eve, Swedes still leave porridge, milk or tobacco. To appease the mischievous old elf, similar to Americans leaving milk and cookies for Santa.
So Santa's a perv?
Well, it's kind of
to distract him.
Then. I guess so.
Oh, I could go in and touch the kids, or I could eat these milk and cookies.
That's kind of weird, don't you think?
That is a lot weird.
That's kind of weird, dude.
Santa's a pirate.
Porridge, child molestation.
Well... I know.
Maybe he had some issues, issues in the past.
I don't know.
And he's like, all right, that's it. I'm just going to eat these milk and cookies.
Well, we used to leave, I know for a joke, my dad used to leave beer for Santa Claus.
Yeah, did he drink it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Come out, empty can of Budweiser sitting on a table Christmas morning, along with cookies, which is a horrible combination, you think.
I feel like a line of...
Whoops!
I just went totally wow. off the
Leave
wall.
Leave a dime
there.
Bag on the table, yes. See if it's gone in the morning.
Santa's got a long night.
Yeah. Well, he's going to need a pick-me-up. I mean, come on.
Not a dime bag. Like, what about for December 26th? He might need some Viagra.
Oh, my. Hey.
this
is the season for giving, right?
Missy gets home, Mrs. Claus.
This
like,
is the season for giving.
I
missed
you last night.
I think
I put on my sexiest flannel nighty. Oh, Mrs. C, you're looking
well,
hot.
Well, I think all three of us just got slapped on the naughty list.
Yeah, I think big lumps
I'm
of coal
getting a
for
lump
all
of
us Christmas morning.
Lump
yeah.
of coal.
Well, that's kind of like I did a quick high level of this and just saw this thing, and I was like, okay.
That was informative.
So it's a bit of a distraction then, actually.
Possibly, yeah. I mean,
it's
I
like a this or that. I can have this or that.
Well,
not if you're Santa. You can have it all.
You can have it all, yeah. You're the boss.
And yet he remains insanely popular.
You're the boss. So
how come he lives at the North Pole for us?
Because
instead
the,
of
the law
in
enforcement,
a crater.
The law enforcement fairly, like, rarely chases all the way up there.
They don't have the resources for that. Apparently Santa's a perv. The bottom line here is Santa's a perv.
Bad Dutch.
Wow. I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm sorry, and I hope there's no kids listening to this right now.
You know there are.
We're
no,
in
I
so
think
much
Nick's
trouble.
Listening, so that's a lot like a child listening.
Oh yeah, I think Nick's sitting there right now going, "Where's Santa's a perv? What? Oh my god."
Well, all right. Well, that's our interpretation. I mean, he touches the kids to bestow prophetic dreams.
Yeah, that's what it says here. That's what it says here.
You
here.
Say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah, he touched.
When somebody invents the touchless prophetic dream, I think I'll be pretty happy.
The touchless prophetic dream? That's kind of like the wireless, you know, wireless internet.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Hands-free, you know,
hands-free dialing.
That's great.
The robot that vacuums for you. The
Roomba?
I want one.
The Roomba?
The Roomba, yeah, they call it Roomba.
The Roomba. So, okay, that's your Christmas cheer from us.
Actually, I would need two. One for upstairs, one for down.
Oh, the Roomba? Is that what they call it? The Roomba?
The Roomba.
Where can you get one of those things at?
Sharperimage.com.
Yeah, Sharper Image.
Sharper Image?
Yeah.
That's who sells it?
Mm-hmm. P.O. Box 321 Warren. Oh.
Our address. I'm like, I thought you knew their address. I thought you
Roomba.
Knew their address.
No,
I'm like,
but
God,
if they
where
send
have
send
you been
Roomba,
shopping
they
at?
Can.
So yeah, that's kind of what that's kind of Santa. I guess there's, you know, it's an offering, I guess, which is similar. You know, you think about that.
Here, it's an offering. I thought it was something. I guess it was a last minute bit of bribery. You know.
Oh yeah. It's interesting because what do you do on? I mean, according to the legend of Halloween, Samhain, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Wales, what do they do to keep the mischievous spirits away?
They put
from
out
them?
A plate of food.
They put out you know, offerings on their front porches, so that mischievous spirits or ghouls or whatever wouldn't mess with them. And this is kind of it's lightly similar, I think, in a way. It's kind of weird when you really dig into this information, which I didn't really dig into this. I didn't really do much with this at all, to tell you the truth. But just reading that one,
you let Google highlight it for you. That was pretty nice of you.
I'm open minded like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to let them do the work for me at all.
Right,
times.
Right.
But they, you know, that's kind of interesting. So, you know, if there's anybody else that has any other ideas on this, you know, pop us an email. There might be some other ideas that I didn't find. We didn't have too much time to research.
Of course,
that.
It won't be topical by the time we do another Ghostly Talk.
Well, I can throw something on the website, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, if somebody sends me a cool blurb, I'll put it up on the website or whatever. But you got, you know, if you're going to send me something you looked for on the internet or you Googled it or something like that, please, you know, maybe send me the link or, most importantly, send me, if it's an article like this, please send me who wrote it. I want to be able to cite them properly.
Right, exactly.
That's very important. If you have any other ideas, because I don't know if our interpretation might be that accurate.
Yeah, Jeff is probably
I hope it's not.
Screaming at us.
Yeah,
what I meant when I wrote that.
We might be getting a very angry email from an author here pretty soon going, cease and desist that archive or you're going all going to jail. Okay, whatever. So, but yeah.
So we'll have a half hour of bleep.
You know, like, why is this archive only 2.5 hours long?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
There was an incident.
The GT incident. GT versus Claws.
What's everybody doing for Christmas anyways?
I guess I'm going to my one brother's house and then going to my other brother's house.
Well, one thing, yeah, speaking of your brother, I wanted to bring that up to you. You might be leaving in the middle of the show.
You never know.
Your phone's with you.
I'm waiting for a phone call. It's on the arm of the chair.
You're what? You called me earlier today when we were eating lunch, and you're like, I don't know what's going on yet.
I have no idea.
Your brother Pete, your younger brother Pete.
Right.
His wife is, her contractions are an hour apart right now.
Yes.
So, if we come back from a break and, like, Doug isn't here anymore, now you know why, because if he gets the phone call here in the middle of the show, he might get it while we're in the middle of something here.
As a matter of fact, I left the ringer on.
We basically made the agreement that if the phone rings and it's time for you to go, it's time for you to go. You're out of here. So,
although, you know what it'll do, the baby, it'll ensure that I don't get to talk to Oliver Williams.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
wait.
Sure it's, like, waiting until, like, 7:56 or something.
It's waiting. It's waiting right now. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's like Oliver's on in an hour and a half. Okay, I can hang out here. It's nice and warm.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I'll pop out then. You know, and so I'm pretty sure. You know, because this is one of the things that I've wanted to do
mm-hmm.
for like years, and I even did call into, you know, George Norrie's show to talk to Oliver, and now we, you know, we're allowed to call and talk to Oliver for an hour, and you know what'll happen.
Yeah. Well, hopefully
I predict
doesn't.
That.
Hopefully,
but, you know.
Doesn't.
Hopefully, I lose my 5 cents.
I'm gonna go with my mom's new thing about positive thought and take the positive thoughts and put them in.
Yeah.
And take the negative thoughts and pull them out.
Okay.
You guys aren't seeing the hand gesture thing, but I've been using that. I take my index finger and my middle finger and put them on my forehead, and that's relieving myself of any negative thoughts. So you might want to try that, Doug. Don't look at me. She watches that. That's from Network.
Positive
that's
and,
the okay, result I'll of try, Network. That's the Network result of Network TV.
Well, right, you know what?
Is that from?
I don't know. She saw it on some talk show.
To me, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't matter. Phil. Oh God. Okay, it doesn't matter. No, to me, it doesn't. As long as it's healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And happy. That's the most important part, I think.
I guess it can't be happy its first day. I don't know, but anyway,
I don't think any baby's really happy its first day.
I think they're just confused.
I don't know when they start breastfeeding.
Oh, a couple hours afterwards.
Yeah,
and it's a happy day.
Why don't we take a quick break here? We're gonna next half hour. We're gonna talk with you a lot more. I think
me?
We're gonna talk with you, Gowan, because there's a lot of questions we have.
Oh no,
well, not questions. I think more like conversation pieces we want to throw out there about you and the work you guys do with Ghost Hunters Incorporated. I think it'll be really cool. It's been a pleasure and an honor, I have to say, to have you at my house this
Thank
weekend
you.
At the wine.
I
here.
Try not to destroy anything.
No, you didn't. I think we've had a great time this weekend, so it's really great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is going to be a really exciting show. I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
Go ahead.
Goodbye. This is Jason Gowan.
We'll be right back.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com. Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained. Conservative paranormal talk. Big on God. Big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
Little tutorial in GHI. We're gonna teach you what to do when you first see a ghost. Okay? We're gonna look for a ghost, and then if we see one, we're gonna do the right steps of action afterwards. So, you know, you want to be calm. You don't want to do anything stupid. You want to sit there, say your prayers or whatever, make the ghost go away, ask the questions maybe. But whatever you do, you can't scream, you cannot run, you can't do anything like that. It's only going to make it worse. And it's not like you're going to outrun them, because they'll follow you wherever you go. So let's do it. Let's go. Follow me. This is the Church of the Damned, where it's known haunted. Very, very, very haunted. Books been thrown, people have been thrown. And hopefully tonight we get some action. Very creepy, there's no lights anywhere in here, so if you have a flashlight you'd be good, which we don't, so that sucks. And windows, cracked windows, very nice, beautiful. We're just gonna look around here. I'm just gonna stop right here. Come around a little bit. Is anyone here? It's good to ask some questions.
Nick, check out that. Look at this corner. Look at the corner over there.
Corner. That,
no, no, no. Over there.
Hi, this is Zach. You might know me from Paratalk Chatroom or MySpace.com. I'm here to talk about Six Graphics and Paratalk's use of them on their website, www.paratalkradio.com. Six does the coolest graphics, signs, avatars, and anything you could want for your webpage. Visit her at www.freewebs.com/sixtoedkitty. Six Graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
We're doing a special show this Tuesday with Ron Million and John Hutchison, our monthly
check-in with them.
Oh, God, yeah, my brain stopped. Our monthly Philadelphia Experiment check-in to see how their work's going on this project. They're trying to recreate the Philadelphia Experiment. And every month they always have something really interesting to talk about. So we're going to do our December edition of that, which is going to be this Tuesday. From like I said, we usually do about an hour now these days. So
right.
So from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. we'll be doing that. So that's going to be like our last show of 2006. Today's our last official show of 2006. Reason being is that next Sunday is December 24th.
Which is, of course,
Christmas Eve, right?
Christmas Eve.
I didn't think I'd be able to get any. I mean, I would have done it, but I didn't think I'd be able to get you in here to do that. And upon you know more thought, I'm like, I don't want to really be here on Christmas Eve either. I'd like to be with my family.
Right.
So
I spent Christmas Eve with my family.
Yeah, that's all good and dandy. I thought that okay, fine. And then I looked at the Sunday after that, which lands on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, and I'm like, well, we all know what we're doing on New Year's Eve too. You know, we're hanging out, we're partying, we're actually probably going to be spending with the family again.
I won't physically be in town.
Yeah, you're going to be out of town. So,
right.
Okay, the whole thing's shot. So basically,
I'm
going
to end the year the way that I spent most of the year. Out of town.
Out of town, yeah. So, yeah, basically, unfortunately, this is going to be our last official show of 2006. It's been a really cool year. It's been a really great year for the show. We've made some really great friends. We've accomplished some amazing things that we never thought we'd ever do in our entire lives. There's a lot to be thankful for this year.
Definitely.
I think we got a lot done, and Ghostly Talk is a bigger and better presence, I think, because of the work we've done this year. So I'm very excited about that. We do have our five-year anniversary coming up in March.
Yep.
That's the big thing.
That'll be the end of our fifth year, the beginning of our sixth year.
Beginning of our sixth year on the air. Really happy about that. Now, I have to say one thing, though. Ghost Hunters Incorporated, you guys have been around a lot longer than that.
Since 1998.
1998, you guys have been doing your
long
work.
Long time.
We come across you guys. I think I actually come across you guys originally on Satan's website.
Right.
Which is
he's a sponsor.
Yeah. That's how I originally found out about you guys, was on the Devil's website, the Big M. We all know what that website is. And I'm like, you know, okay, I checked this thing out, read the blurb. I'm like, these guys are a little bit different, I think, you know, from the usual.
They're a little different.
The usual, well, we collect scientific evidence of the paranormal, and we follow all procedures, which is basically common sense, I think. You know, protocols and procedures on everything, and we're very, very serious.
I told you what we call them now.
What was the name again?
We call them Tweeties.
Tweeties.
Yeah, it's time that this term gets out there.
Tweeties.
It's time. Yeah.
But you know what? You guys have actually, I mean, a lot of people have seen the videos that you guys have put out, that you guys have produced and put out. The work
YouTube
you guys
and Google and whatnot.
Yeah, you can get to them on YouTube. Just type in Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Your site's ghosthuntersincorporated.com.
.org.
All right.
Yeah, dot
that,
org.
Forget that suffix or prefix.
Because ghosthuntersincorporated.com.
Originally, a group who, we originally had a GeoCities website.
And so did we.
And after us, another Ghost Hunters Inc. came along, and they got .com before us.
Ah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and they had the website. So
I don't think it's even.
You're not them.
No. We
oh,
have,
no. We got like, the wrong guests on.
Oh, no,
that's not even true, because those other ones, well, they sort of sucked.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they were Tweeties at their finest.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you get email?
No, it's
players?
Right here. I'm looking right now. GhostHuntersInc.com, and there's nothing there.
Good. Oh, so they let it go.
No.
This is obviously somebody camping on that name, hoping that
somebody will buy it.
Somebody will buy it. Yeah.
And then here's GhostHuntersInc.org.
Yep. Which
is what I have to say. That wasn't Photoshop, was it?
That there?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Honestly don't even know.
I don't think that was one of them. I think that's from a movie. That's from one of your movies.
No, I don't think
it's
from a movie.
It's just a random GHI picture. Greg has all kinds of pictures. He's got like hundreds of pictures of stuff we did that aren't even.
Yeah.
That never should see the light of day.
Well, like I gotta say, I discovered you guys on Satan's website. I'm like, you know, these guys are pretty wild. You know, these guys are a little different. We should try to get these guys on the show. And we contacted you guys initially, and you're like, yeah, it sounds cool, you know. And I don't think we really, I'm not going to lie to you. When we had you on, I didn't expect to happen what happened that night. But, you know, it was just completely out of control. It was fun. It was wild. And the number one thing is it was fun. We had a ball.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
We had a riot. We had complete fun. Because I know, even with the, you know, the fun you guys have, some of the things you poke at, like, you know, Tweeties, for example.
Mm.
A lot of that, you know, I have to say, sometimes it needs to be said about certain people. Because, I mean, the number one thing we've always said here at Ghostly Talk is, you know, take your work seriously. Take it seriously. But don't take yourself seriously all the time. You don't
and
have
they,
to.
And they do.
Yeah, some people take themselves way too seriously. And, you know, while, I mean, that can be helpful in a lot of situations, I think if you keep doing it, too much of anything is bad for you.
Mm.
So I think that, you know, that starts to get a bit annoying after a while. I agree with you guys on that whole thing.
A lot of the groups really need to eat a nice, healthy piece of humble pie, and they don't. And we are the first people to tell you we don't consider ourselves to be professional.
Yeah.
We have never claimed to be professional. We're certainly not going to come into your house and rid you of anything, because that's just not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really important. And these other people, I mean, they think they can solve these problems, but they have no basis for that. And
well, there isn't a basis for anything, I don't think. I mean, we all know that. I think anybody who's done this more than 2 weeks or studied this stuff, really gotten into it and studied it and networked with people longer than a couple of weeks is going to know that there are no definitive answers to anything we're doing. I mean, I haven't found anything. Hey, found something, hey,
what
we'll
have right
here.
No, what we have right now are a whole bunch of theories.
Yeah.
A lot of theories. And we also have a lot of experiences. Weird supernatural experiences, sightings. We've got, you know, people with interesting things on videotape. We've got people with interesting photographs. We have people with interesting voices on, you know, recording equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a lot of data, a lot of information, and a lot of theories. And so unless you're Einstein and can put it together and say, here's the universal theory that says everything, I thought it might be.
What's that?
Thank you, Greg.
Oh, okay, yeah. Greg, actually.
He says that is not Photoshop.
Who is in Seattle right now.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah.
That's real. If you go to the ghosthuntersinc.org, the opening page you'll see is, well, just go to ghosthuntersinc.org. Whether you're listening to this as an archive or you're listening to it live right now.
Hi, Greg. I miss you.
Greg is one of the other members of GH.
Yeah, let's go through the members. Tell me
exactly.
Who they are and what they do and a little bit about them.
Okay, first and foremost, Greg, who you're talking to right now, he is... I consider him, like, if we were X-Men, he would be Cyclops. Like, he's, like, I consider him to be the leader, even though he doesn't like that title. He's, like, the pretty much, like, the heart of the team. He's the one who organizes everything, because putting Nick and I together organizes absolutely nothing. but he does a very good job at keeping everything in line, and he's always creating stuff, and he does amazing work on the videos.
The videos are done by him.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's never had any formal training, and he's amazing, and he pulls stuff off that I've seen professionals who've had tons and tons of training, and they don't do half a job as to what he does.
Right.
So,
well, he does. He's got talent. And obviously a willing crew to work with.
Well, I mean, I know all the work you guys have put out on the internet for people to check out for free. I mean, which is really cool in its own right. I've watched them all, and I've been like, these things flow. They move along.
Greg does phenomenal.
You know, they move along like they flow. They're great. They're fun. They're entertaining. And they are informative.
They're beautiful.
They are informative.
And then after Greg is...
Nicholas.
Who was supposed to be here tonight, by the way.
Yeah, why don't you scold him?
I'm going to scold him publicly. I think we went through this last night, too. And I'm gonna
spoke with him, yeah.
We spoke with him on the phone, but before that we talked, and I'm like, well, Nick said he couldn't come because he's broke. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. All right, so I'm going to put you guys up all weekend. That's no problem. I'll take care of food too, right?
I purchased food
for
the party.
I'll take care of we had breakfast, we you know, whatever, no problem, I'll take care of that. So really all you guys needed because you're here, right?
I'm here.
All he really needed was just a few bucks for gas.
I didn't realize that he did tell me last night he thought that he had to pay for half of a rental car. So I didn't know he thought that till last night. So that was he didn't know I was gonna borrow a car. So.
I don't care, I'll still scold him. I don't care. Let's just pound on him.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
cool.
He talked me into it.
We missed it. We missed Nick. I was really looking forward to hanging out.
Really,
we're going to do it, though.
I don't really miss him.
We're going to come out to your guys.
I'm going to see him tomorrow.
You get to see him all the time. We don't.
Yeah, so. It is my gift and my burden.
So after it, well, Nick and I have to say, I'm giving him a hard time right now, but Nick is downright watching all your guys' videos. As a matter of fact, that blood-curdling scream you guys just heard in our last commercial break, that's care of Nick. The guy is absolutely hilarious. He's so much fun, and he just seems like such an energetic and exciting person just to hang out with. You know, I mean,
and an excellent marksman.
Yeah,
he is an excellent marksman.
I mean, you just can't say enough about Nick Faust.
Yeah, he's a really fun guy. And after that, who else do you guys have?
Bill Angove. I think consider him like if we were Scooby Doo, he would be Fred. He's like the brave guy,
uh-huh.
A little fashionable, wears women's scarves around his neck, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
well,
as do we all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
I don't.
I do.
Oh, it's pretty.
What, you don't like this one? Oh, yeah, my.
I'm wearing one right now.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
I always dress up like this to do the show.
Bill is the brave one.
Yeah, he's like, I consider him like the brave one. He's also like... He has to, like, for him even to go somewhere, he's got to have a plan. We got to have a plan. We got to do this. It's all got to be planned out, or he wants
to. Oh, me and him would get along great.
That's very Scott Owl.
That's me.
Trey
yeah,
Scott Owl.
Yes, it's exactly the same.
You could compare scarf notes and.
Yeah, me and him would be, like, great together.
And organize everything from 8:01 to 8:04. We will be, you know, filling our lattes.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, though. He's really funny. I haven't seen him for a while, but he is a good guy.
Yeah.
And the last guy is, he doesn't like his real name ever used, so we're just calling him Blue Shorts. Just calling him Blue Shorts. And he does all our website work, and he takes a lot of our pictures,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his role.
And you guys have been, like we said before, you guys have been working on this project, or your group has been around since 1998.
98, yeah.
Which is a very long time. That's pushing 10 years. You guys have been working on stuff together.
Long year.
10 years.
No, they've been great. They really have been great. We've had a good time. It's nine years.
It's, well, on the large scale, you know.
Oh,
like,
if you round up.
I'm rounding up.
Okay.
Yep, we've spent about a decade with the dead. And we're still going strong. Like, Greg is working on some new videos and stuff that you'll get to see, and... I'm sure that they'll be as classic, if not more, than the stuff you've seen previously. So,
well, it gives just something, you know, a new flavor to what we do, you know. And I mean, believe me, I mean, I don't want this to turn this into a thing where, no, you can't be serious. You have to, you know, I mean, you can't be serious. Yeah, you're right. I was correct the first time. You can't be serious. You have to always be goofing around and having fun. That's the right way to. No, I mean, there's situations, there's times when we go out and do our work where we bring all the gear out there. We sit down. We need to do a 10-hour block here and collect some evidence here and sit down and do our work. But there, I mean, you have to have the comic relief. We've been saying this for years here. You have to have the comic relief. You have to have fun. You have to smile. You have to laugh. Because sometimes this job can get very boring at times. Mm. It really can. And when I saw your guys doing the things you were doing, I mean, I was like, this is... These guys are hilarious. These guys are a lot of fun. And the thing is, too, is I know for a fact, I've seen this in action many a times, you guys really do have a very, very deep-rooted very, very deep-rooted interest in the paranormal, too. Mm-hmm. We've talked all weekend. We've talked about all kinds of stuff all weekend. There's just so much stuff you guys are working on. You know, aside from your funny videos and stuff like that, you guys are actually out there doing all kinds of work.
That's one thing a lot of people don't realize about us, is that we do a lot of studying. We read up. We're always looking for new things. And because of the way we present it, people don't look to see exactly what it is that we know.
Mm-hmm.
We've studied a lot. We've been on investigations with some of the top people in this whatever this is, this field, and we've learned a lot of stuff, and we've done a lot of self study, and just being in the field and doing it, you learn a lot of stuff, and you learn what works for you. And a lot of people don't realize that we've got that background, and they just automatically attack. And, in fact, the last time we were on this show, our website got hammered with people dissing us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry
about
that. Hammered. No, it's all right. I
love it. I think it's great.
Don't let it happen again.
I think it's great. I think people, you know, need outlets.
It encourages us, though, because every time it happens, we're right at them.
Well, you know, again, it just comes down to that where, I mean, if you guys get hammered like that, we've learned here, I know, because we've taken our share of hits too for the stuff we do.
Who, us?
Yeah, us. I mean, because there's a lot. Well, God, I'm waiting to see what's going to happen with this whole Santa Claus thing we talked about.
Oh,
you know,
I can
just imagine what's going to happen at the end of the weekend here.
Over it.
Well, yeah, you know. I'm sure we'll take a couple of shots for that, and that's just what you do when you put yourself out in the public, when you present yourself to the public, I should say. You're going to be subject to ridicule no matter what you do. No matter how PC you are, no matter how friendly you are, no matter how professional you are, and I put that in big quotes, because I don't really think there are professionals in this field. That's just my personal opinion. I haven't met a professional.
There's very few people who have earned, and you earn that qualification.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are some who have, but it's very few and far between.
No, absolutely. I don't really think, honestly, though, I really don't... I'll never consider myself a professional, I don't think. I never will. There's just no reason. I know we've both seen some really interesting things in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some very, and heard some very interesting things in the past. But still at that, it's like, wow, well, you know, I've really taken ghost hunting and said, this is a lot like fishing. You just got to be in the right place at the right time.
For the most part.
Yeah, you can bring all the equipment you want, but if the elements, the dynamics of the situation aren't all in place at the right time, at the right place, you're not going to really get anything out of it.
Tell us about some of the experiences you've had.
Where do we want me to start?
Well, crazy people.
Crazy people?
Crazy people. Well, you know there's a few things about GHI that I absolutely adore, and one of them is that you guys attract crazy people.
We are a crazy people magnet.
Yeah.
let's see. Greg, just recently in Seattle, had somebody who was, he was yelling at him or something. I don't know, Greg will have to tell you the story, but... The guy was like yelling. He like looked at Greg from the side of the street and was like all screaming and yelling. It was pretty crazy.
Wow.
For no reason. And Greg's like in Seattle now, so he like the crazy people out there don't even know him yet, and he's attracting them out there.
They're finding him slowly, or not really slowly. They started early, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, and like, well, you saw the video where we interviewed the people on the street.
Oh yeah.
And
that was awesome.
That crazy woman came right out of right out of the store, and she wouldn't leave us alone. She thought Greg was some 42-year-old man, and he's 22 now.
Uh-huh.
He was in, well, obviously Tim, The Bigfoot Hunter.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, yeah. Last time we had you guys on a couple months ago.
We talked primarily about that.
That was pretty much the focus of our discussion. We talked.
That has inspired me, by the way. At an undisclosed time next year, I'm going Bigfoot hunting. But I don't know when yet. I don't know when yet.
And Tim inspired you to do that?
Not Tim, GHI.
Oh, okay, all right. Because, yeah, I have to say...
Believe me, Tim would scare me away.
When Nick wasn't able to go, I very seriously debated bringing him with me, Tim. And I was just like, no, they will kill me if I bring Tim with me.
You mean Tim? Tim.
Like, yeah, I was going to call Tim the big fun and be like, oh, it was a road trip.
And to the winery.
Yeah.
To be on the show.
Yeah.
Live.
You would be the best.
We would have had to just cancel all our guests for tonight, man.
I would have been anyway. I would have, yeah, I would have, except for Oliver, I would have canceled everybody.
I would have left him on while he was on, because...
I would have just given him the mic and said, okay, Doug, we're going to go out and have a drink.
Right.
We'll be back in a couple hours. We'll be back in, with Oliver.
You would have no studio left.
Then we'll close the show.
He's a character, man.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is pure gold.
Oh, yeah.
That was the number one thing. Every time anybody I met this weekend met me, the first thing they ask about is the Bigfoot video. So.
Well, that has inspired me, and I'm going Bigfoot hunting. I don't know when, because I called up Magnus Apollo, and I said, Magnus Apollo, I want to go Bigfoot hunting during Bigfoot mating season. So what you've got to do is you've got to, like, find out from your crypto friends when that is. So we're going to find out when it is, and then we're going to go during... Because I figured they'll be more mobile, right?
Yeah.
They'll be on the prowl, so to speak. And so we'll have more of a chance of,
Does Bigfoot wear lingerie during that time?
I think they definitely curl.
I hope
their
they
hair,
do.
And, you know,
I hope they...
There's an extra, like, garbage-smelling musk.
Right.
So
they'll be, I think, easier to track. Because, you know, face it, I have very few tracking skills. So I need to maximize my possibility of finding a Bigfoot.
Well, just get a shotgun.
Well, no.
The Soviet SKS rifle, according to Tim, is the best form of defense.
Soviet SKS?
That's what he had.
Okay, I'll go on eBay.
It'll open you up like a can opener.
Oh, that is...
Well, the cartridges... on the video, I was watching the cartridges he was slacking in, and they were like the size of pop cans, for God's sake. They were huge, man.
He used to have a live grenade. I'm not going to ask where he got it. I don't want to know. The first time I met him, he had a live grenade in the car.
A live grenade.
Like, it had the pin in it still, but he had a grenade, and I, like, checked it over, and I mean, I'm not a military expert by any means, but I'm not going to let him test it out or anything, but...
A live grenade with the pin.
Yes, it did.
I would have gotten out of the car right there. I commend you guys for your bravery, because I'd have left right there on the spot.
I was in a moving vehicle at the time. He also had a battering ram fastened to the front of the vehicle in case the creature ran out in front of me and I could hit it and stun it. So, yeah. You should see the look.
Well, he's put a lot of thought into this, then.
Well, into killing the thing.
Well,
that's all I see.
Impaling it.
I didn't see why I give him
blowing it up.
Well, yeah, blowing it up, stabbing it, shooting it.
I just
want to
get some photos of it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm like.
Well, you saw what happened when we tried to get photos of it.
Well, yeah, everybody.
You're in the kill zone.
Yeah,
get out of the kill zone.
Well, I can't believe Bigfoot's that ticked off. I mean, how many people are? How many people have passed away or been listed that they were mauled to death by Bigfoot?
Well, if they went to the Valley of Return, they were never heard from again, so we don't even know.
There's no evidence.
That's true.
Poor Bigfoot. He's got such a bad rap. He's got a worse rap than a tarantula, as we were talking about earlier today.
Oh, don't talk about it. Yeah, that was a nice surprise. I get here, and there's large snakes that I was not told about
before. But you sat there with me last night and looked at them. I'm like, just check them out. They're cool, man. They're not going to hurt you.
And then the one was like looking at me.
Alf kind of put his head up and was like, so discreet, fresh meat. Let's see what we have here. And he kind of like, he kind of was staring at Gowan for a second. But nah, they're not getting out. You'll be perfectly fine. You slept fine.
He was calculating,
Yeah.
What? He was calculating. How wide would he have to open his jaws?
Pretty damn wide.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to go back on my rock.
Well, you're going to be here with us for the rest of the show hanging out. Actually, you're going to be here all night. We're going to be hanging out all night long. We're going to be talking to Barb Powell here in the next hour. Psychic medium Barb Powell.
Ooh.
Looking forward to that. It's really great to have you here, though.
Thank you.
Really
thanks for having us.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. No, it was really awesome. We've been talking about getting together and hanging out for such a long time, and this weekend you finally said, well, it was about a month ago. You're like, I'm coming
out. I needed to get away, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So it's great to have you here. You're always welcome here.
Thank you very much.
You're always welcome to come here. Any of you guys from GHI, the winery is your home, too. We consider that. So come on out anytime you want. While we take a quick break, though, we're going to be talking, like I said, to Barb Powell here, the second medium, Barb Powell from Canada. Another Canadian. We've been talking to a lot of Canadian psychics lately.
Mm-hmm.
There's something with that. I don't know what the demographic is. Maybe Canada has more psychics than America does.
It's a maple syrup that brings it out.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I am Doug.
I'm Maury Schaefer. This and much more on 60 Minutes.